Chapter 18. Promises to the Lonely. We need never feel that we are alone. Angels are our companions. The Comforter that Christ promised to send in His name abides with us. In the way that leads to the city of God, there are no difficulties which those who trust in Him may not overcome. There are no dangers which they may not escape. There is not a sorrow, not a grievance, not a human weakness, for which He has not provided a remedy. We are never alone. Whether we choose Him or not, we have a companion. Remember that wherever you are, whatever you do, God is there. Nothing that is said or done or thought can escape His attention. To your every word or deed you have a witness, the holy, sin-hating God. Before you speak or act, always think of this. To those who acquaint themselves with Christ, the earth will never more be a lonely and desolate place. It will be their Father's house, filled with the presence of Him who once dwelt among men. God will not suffer one of His true-hearted workers to be left alone, to struggle against great odds and be overcome. At all times and in all places, in all sorrows and in all afflictions, when the outlook seems dark and the future perplexing, and we feel helpless and alone, the Comforter will be sent in answer to the prayer of faith. Circumstances may separate us from every earthly friend, but no circumstance, no distance, can separate us from the heavenly Comforter. Wherever we are, wherever we may go, He is always at our right hand to support, sustain, uphold, and cheer. Never feel that Christ is far away. He is always near. His loving presence surrounds you. Seek Him as one who desires to be found of you. He desires you to walk with Him in constant communion. To every sincere prayer an answer will come. It may not come just as you desire, or at the time you look for it, but it will come in the way and at the time that will best meet your need. The prayers you offer in loneliness, in weariness, in trial, God answers, not always according to your expectations, but always for your good. You may never be lonesome, never feel that you are alone, if you will take Jesus as your companion and your everlasting friend. Many are suffering from maladies of the soul, far more than from diseases of the body, and they will find no relief until they shall come to Christ, the wellspring of life. Complaints of weariness, loneliness, and dissatisfaction will then cease. Satisfying joys will give vigor to the mind and health and vital energy to the body. You are never alone. You are never in a place where you have no one to have interest in you. Our Heavenly Father has given His Son to die for you. The cross of Calvary testified that He takes a deep interest in your welfare, for you are the purchase of the Son of God, and you are the subject of many prayers. If you will find heart and voice to pray, He will be sure to hear you, and an arm will be reached down to save you. There is a God that hears prayer, and when all other resources fail, He is your refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. The Holy Spirit is to be continually present with the believer. We have need more carefully to consider the fact that the Comforter is to abide with us. If we individually comprehend this truth, we should never feel alone. When assailed by the enemy, when overwhelmed by temptation, we are to repose our faith in God, for we have His pledged word that we are never to be left to battle alone. Every soul pardoned of sin is precious in His sight, more precious than the whole world. It has been purchased at infinite cost, and Christ will never abandon the soul for whom He has died. Your only safety and happiness are in making Christ your constant counselor. You can be happy in Him. If you had not another friend in the wide world, your feelings of unrest and homesickness or loneliness may be for your good. Your Heavenly Father means to teach you to find in Him the friendship and love and consolation that will satisfy your most earnest hopes and desires. Do not be over-anxious about anything. Go quietly about your duty which the day brings you. Do the best you can. Ask God to be your helper. Whatever be our condition in life or business, we have a sure guide. Whatever be our condition, He is our counselor. Whatever be our loneliness, He is our friend, in whom we may ever trust.